In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today's gospel is so reassuring in the midst of what we live today. If we look at the world, we're told the world is full of evil, full of difficulty, full of hardship, full of injustice, filled with so many things that actually don't give us hope to continue. And when we do continue, it's a struggle. But in actual fact, the world is full of God's blessings and God's promises. The world is full of things He wants to do for us. For in the first place, God created us. And He created us as we are, out of His love. In scriptures, we often hear, don't do this in the world and don't do that in the world. It's not that the world is evil, because God created the world. It's sometimes we deal with our impression of the world or how the world perceives itself. Because many in the world now perceive themselves to be just of this world and nothing else, distancing themselves totally from any other affiliation, any other hope, any other promise, any other time. And likewise, we sometimes look at the world, we'll go into our workplaces, our universities, our schools, and think, well, this is not really the place where I can be godly, not the place where I can be righteous, not the place where I can be holy. Holiness has its places, and then there's the world. When our Lord blessed these loaves and these fish, it was in the middle of the world. It was where people sat. It's where they witnessed it. They had come to hear His word, of course, but they also, as humans, had very real needs. They needed to eat. So besides wanting to show the glory and the mystery of the miracle, the Lord was saying to us that as the God of this world, He sanctifies this world, wherever He is. He makes this world holy. And so, wherever we are, if He is with us, if He is in our hearts, if He is in our actions, our minds, our intentions, our consciences, then that place is sanctified. That is why we say that darkness is broken by light. If we carry the light of God, the light of hope and promise and salvation, then that is precisely what we carry, and we break darkness. Darkness will try to engulf us, and darkness tries to engulf the world. But I assure you, in the midst of the greatest darkness, God is still working. Whether it's people who are hungry, or people who are suffering injustice, or even in our own lives, when we go through day-to-day problems and struggles, God is there, and He blesses, and He sanctifies. So the answer is not to make the world a different place, but to always be sure that we are in the presence of God in the world, that in Him we have light, in Him we have peace, and in Him we have the victory over all darkness that tries to engulf us. Glory be to God forever. Amen.